In this room, you've entered the sort of bizarre mad scientist portion of the psychology building.
I'm standing with Lisa Rinzi Hammond in the back room of her lab at the University of Georgia. A large black box rests on a table connected to an old DOS-era computer monitor. A chin rest and a pair of lenses are anchored to the table's edge about 10 inches away. The setup may look unassuming, but this instrument can tell Lisa a lot about a person's brain health. An assistant professor at UGA's College of Public Health, her work is focused on how people can live healthier lives. She's found that if we eat a lot of dark leafy greens, that can boost brain health, and Lisa can see the evidence of our diets in a simple eye test. So to learn how my eating habits stack up, I take a seat in front of that black box and peer ahead.
So we're measuring you right now in the very, very center of your retina. And the reason that we're measuring you in the center is that that's where the two carotenoids that we're measuring, lutein and zeaxanthin, are most dense.
Lisa and her colleagues recently wrapped up 10 years of study looking at how lutein and zeaxanthin affect brain function. They found that across all ages, from college student to older adult, eating more of the brain-boosting compounds improved brain function. And it doesn't take much. Lisa says adding just one serving a day of lutein-rich foods like greens, squash, even egg yolks can make a positive difference. Ask any of my friends and they'll tell you I'm a fan of the green leafy vegetable. Spinach is a regular mainstay in my breakfast smoothies, so I was curious to hear how I did.
We give you a number. For most people, it is somewhere between 0 and 1. 0 meaning, please, for the love of God, go eat some spinach. 1 meaning, really nice job, way to go on your spinach. Most people in the U.S. are about 0.3. You, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Drum roll. 0.7.
Oh.
So you are, that's extraordinarily high. That should be confirmation to you that really good dietary behavior matters. That I can look in your eyes and say, amazing, you're doing a great job with vegetables.
Lisa went on to tell me that measuring lutein is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what eyes can reveal about our health.
So vision itself is important for cognition, but the other great thing about looking at eyes in general is that eyes are such a wonderful window to the rest of the body. If you take a look, for example, at the retina, that is brain tissue. It's this little detached piece of brain that's pushed forward in space and actually visible to us. By doing some good vascular imaging of the eye, we can actually tell if people are pre-diabetic or, you know, pre-hypertensive. So these are folks who are going to be at really high risk for having diabetes or high blood pressure, but, you know, we can see it there faster.
Lisa believes that optometrists are poised to be the new general practitioner because they have the right combination of assets to help patients detect and avoid chronic disease.
It's a really great mixture. The early detection ability to figure out what's going on, some background already on things like nutrition and more of it coming, and more time than the average healthcare provider to be able to spend on those visits. To me, that sounds like a real opportunity.
But convincing patients to make lifestyle changes to prevent disease is a hard sell for any healthcare provider, often because patients don't see the positive impact of those changes for a long time, if ever. So Lisa and her collaborator, Randy Hammond, are in the midst of developing new tools to help optometrists show their patients how each small change is translating to better health.
So the extent to which we have the tools to figure out how to support their ability to change behavior and how to measure that change so that we can, you know, really provide the sort of reinforcement that it takes for patients to feel like, yes, I've got this, I'm doing this. That's going to be a really big thing that's coming. So we're preparing for it now by trying to change the technology that is actually used in the clinic to give providers and patients as much information about not only their ocular health, but their systemic health as we can.
Learn more about Lisa and her research at publichealth.uga.edu. To hear this and other stories from the WUGA Health Desk, visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.